the rest of the story. When our nation's leaders first learned that American citizens had been taken hostage half a world away, their first concern was the virtual impossibility of meeting the ransom demands. Of course, the United States government had never dealt with a Muslim nation under these circumstances before, nor could our diplomatic negotiators make any sense of that unpredictable Muslim leader. So, while homefront newspapers were filled with speculation about the hostages and waves of indignation and confusion swept across the land, could we then ever have imagined it would happen again? For the hostage crisis we've just discussed briefly occurred more than 200 years ago, and the captor Muslim nation was Algeria. And what happened was, in July of 1785, a United States vessel was seized by Algerian pirates. See, piracy was a major source of income for the Barbary States, Tunis and Tripoli, Morocco and Algeria. Piracy and piracy insurance, which they called a tribute, also holding captives for ransom. So, in 1785, this is 4 years before George Washington would become our first president, the Algerian government was holding American hostages, holding the entire crew of this seized American ship. The Algerian governor demanded some $60,000 for the release of the hostages. So pay, you say? Well, now remember, in those fledgling years, our newly United States simply could not come up with the cash. Now, it's 1785, and Thomas Jefferson has been appointed United States Minister to France that year, and this is the rest of the story. During Tom Jefferson's first winter abroad, several more American vessels were seized, and their crews were taken hostage by the Algerians, and Jefferson said he felt absolutely suspended between indignation and impotence, but then he got an idea. An idea for what you might call a secret weapon that would end the 18th century hostage crisis. And guess what? Our government said no. Not that Tom's weapon wouldn't work. It was just too expensive to put together, they said. So years passed. Some of the hostages died in captivity. Many of those remaining at hard labor wished they had died. Also, except for the privately negotiated release of two hostages in 1792, all diplomatic efforts were failing. The Algerians were seizing more American ships. By early 1793, there were 119 Americans held captive in Algeria, and newspapers in Boston, New York, Philadelphia were asking why. Tom Jefferson had become our first Secretary of State by then. Now, will you try my idea, he wanted to know. Finally, Congress said yes. Congress finally agreed to appropriate funds for the assembly of Tom's weapon. And you know, the threat alone was sufficient to expedite a negotiated settlement. And in February of 1797, almost 12 full years after the crisis had begun, the 82 surviving hostages were set free and arrived in Philadelphia. So we didn't have to use Tom Jefferson's secret weapon after all. Somehow the Algerians just knew they had nothing to match it, and time has proved them right. Now, if somebody ever asks you how it all began, you'll be able to tell them it was Thomas Jefferson's idea, a little something to encourage the release of the hostages more than 200 years ago, a weapon that needed only to be brandished to be effective, a little weapon called the United States Navy. And now you know the rest of the story.